This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
What sort of man would God pick to rear his one and only son? Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Would the man have to wield great influence, amass tremendous political power, accumulate fantastic riches? No. God's requirements came down to these two items. He had to be a direct descendant of David, and he had to follow directions. Joseph, a Jewish carpenter, fit both requirements. Joseph comes on the scene abruptly at the beginning of the gospel story. An angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, telling him, "Do not be afraid to go ahead with your marriage to Mary, for the child within her has been conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." The angel offered no explanation and gave no further instructions, yet Joseph hurried to comply with God's command. He immediately took Mary to be his wife and named her son Jesus the moment he was born. At least three other times, Joseph got instructions from an angel in a dream, and all three times he immediately complied. Joseph leapt to do God's bidding. That's the kind of man God looked for to rock his son's cradle, and it's still the kind of man he seeks to rock the world. Are you a man eager to do the will of God?
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.